And there's likely to be more consolidation in the retail sector. Just 2 months ago, Sears and Kmart agreed to merge in an $11.5 billion deal. Now Federated and May department stores are talking marriage. Federated owns department stores, Bloomingdale's and Macy's, and May owns Marshall Field's, Lord & Taylor, and Filene's. Nancy Kane is a professor at Harvard Business School. She says a merger is appealing to May and Federated to help them stay ahead of the competition.
On the low end, discount players from Walmart to Kmart. And then on the high end, specialty retailers from stores like The Gap or luxury stores like boutiques that sell one brand, Prada stores at the very high end, to stores that are in the department store space like Nordstrom's or Neiman Marcus or Saks. So looking around, department stores in some sense thought that having a lot of scale and a lot of sameness in terms of merchandise would gain them advantages in terms of buying, staffing, administration that would allow them to compete more effectively with the price play of stores like Walmart and Target.
In the case of Federated and May, what consumer habits have changed to make consolidation attractive to these department stores?
Well, I think consumers, one, have increasingly less time. They also have less slack in their lives, which means that the transaction costs of getting to a mall, navigating several floors in a department store, when really the selection of merchandise is limited primarily to apparel, cosmetics, and those kind of goods, is simply not an attractive value proposition to consumers. A second part of consumer habits I think matter is that consumers are increasingly shopping on what I call a kind of high-low path, in which they buy very luxurious or special or select goods at specialty stores or through the internet, and then they'll reserve a whole bunch of goods for discount stores where the price point or the quantities or just the very regularity with which they need to purchase those goods means they have to get the lowest price possible.
Well, for the shopper going into the department stores, what does consolidation mean in terms of product lines and prices?
You know, I think the short answer is more of the same. That is, we're going to see the same kind of merchandise that we now see at many different department stores, be they a Filene's, a Lord & Taylor, a Kaufman's, a Macy's, a Bloomingdale's, a Rich's in Atlanta. I think we're going to find fewer staff, and I think we're going to find a continued erasing or dilution of regional differences as both these giants struggle to take advantage of administrative and buying and other efficiencies in a bigger entity.
From what you've just described of this sort of landscape of shopping choices and desires, it would seem that consumer brand loyalty to these big department stores especially is on the wane.
I think that's exactly right. I think consumer loyalty is fading, but it's fading in a reluctant way. The loyalty that is deep-seated in consumers, say, 35 and older, that really remember department stores as vibrant, unique institutions with very differentiated advantages and appeal, that has really been lost in the shuffle and bustle of consolidation, and that will not be resuscitated. And from an emotional standpoint, that's a small but noticeable loss to everyone that remembers a Christmas tree and a cup of tea in a department store cafe.
Nancy Kane is a professor at Harvard Business School. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by J.J. Sutherland, directed by Van Williamson and Kara Gerhardt. Our production staff includes Devar Ardalan, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Steve Monroe, Wilma Consul, Ralph Cooper, Christine Arismith, Melissa Yeager-Miller, Diana Douglas, Emily Barocas, Jordana Hochman, Bracton Booker, and Lisa Chow. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.